is Armed American Radio.
If they want to take my guns, they're going to have to bring a station wagon and a whole lot of friends, because I'm not giving them anything.
From the Carr Firearms Studio.
Mark, we know they want to take our guns, and now we're going to make them eat it.
It's 2021. We're in a new decade.
Freedom might be an uphill battle sometimes, but freedom will always prevail.
Proudly presented to you by X Insurance.
X Insurance.
On the Lead Slingers microphone, here is your host of Armed American Radio, the loudest conservative voice in America fighting for your rights, Mark Walters.
Oh, man. The roundtable is inbound, huh? How about that? I got to be honest with you. This is no question. Each individual hour is the fastest that I've ever done in 12 years of radio. It just gets... It's the content. We have fun doing what we're doing. We're so many years into this now, and we are learning so much. And with everything getting ready to happen in 2021, you know, starting Tuesday, I can't wait to see what happens. I mean, you know, here in the state of Georgia, where I sit, bring you this program every week, the Monster Cast, every day, 6 days a week, 5 days a week in the Daily Show, 6 days a week total. We are voting for two senators that are going to literally change the vote here in the state of Georgia. Is either going to put a firewall up against the most radical leftist agenda, socialist agenda in America. You believe that? Or whether or not we're going to be able to put a stop to it. And it's coming down to Georgia. Who'd ever thunk that 6 months before the election? Nobody would have, because at that time it hadn't been planned out yet, right? Is Stacey Abrams and her judge sister and the rest of the Democrats going to be able to steal this election? Is Raffensperger in the state of Georgia going to do anything about it? Where the hell is Brian Kemp? Silent. It's all coming down to this state. We've got a huge rally in D.C. on Wednesday, the 6th, and it's going to be bigger than anything I think we've seen in D.C. How's that going to turn out? Is the left going to show up and instigate violence? They have every other time, so why would you think that would be any different? And we are now at a point in America today where you can believe nothing, absolutely nothing. Zero that the mainstream media tells you. Why would you believe them today? Why would you believe their COVID numbers, what they tell you about your face diapers? Why would you believe them about anything they tell you? Have you heard the flu? Has anybody talked about the flu yet this year? Or did it just magically disappear? It went away, didn't it? Because nobody's talking about it. Maybe it's all COVID now, right? They don't talk about it. You don't know about it. Control the message, right? You control the media, control the message. Control the message, you control the masses. It's communist doctrine. It's been like this they've been trying to infiltrate America for years. It's not conspiracy theory. That's what they do in North Korea. It's what they did in Germany. It's what the Soviets did. It's what Cuba did. It's what Venezuela did. It's happening here. And then that boneheaded idiot, Jack, at Twitter a few days ago, I saw it when I was down in Florida over the last couple of days, tweets out 2030. You know, it's just incredible what's going on. It's just incredible what's going on. So we're going to talk about all of this here in the roundtable today in Armed American Radio's Monster Cast Hour 3, the roundtable. Here we go. Because this is the Carr Firearms Studio. Justin Moon, CEO of Carr Arms. You see him on the board behind me. Welcome in, my friend. How you doing, Justin?
Good to be on. Thanks for having me, Mark.
Oh, my gosh. Thanks for all of your support. And let me tell you something. I can't wait to have this conversation with you and the rest of the roundtable. Justin, quickly, are you going to be in Washington on the 6th?
I will be there.
Okay, so we're going to get solid reports from Justin next week on this program and possibly during the daytime show as well. We'll keep you posted on it. I knew the answer to that question, and I wanted you to hear it. Go ahead, Justin.
Oh, my brother and his congregation and myself, we're down in front of Brian Cutler's house protesting today. So you can see that on Turley Talks.
There you go. We're going to get into all this. This is getting real. We're going to find out about it, and we're going to have some fun in the conversation. Brad Primo, CEO, Lead Slingers Whiskey. We are on the Lead Slingers Whiskey microphone. How cool is that? Brad, how you doing, man? It's great to have you here. How did everything work out? You lost comms last week because of that bomber, right?
Yeah. It was an interesting weekend, couple of days trying to figure out, you know, how I was going to have a phone and internet so I can actually, you know, do my job and communicate with my family and anything else. So, yeah, it was weird, but, you know, we got through it and everything's fine.
And here you are on the Happy New Year Armed American Radio first Monster Cast broadcast of 2021. Amazing. And now, following you, Mr. Neil McCabe, Tennessee Star, fellow, the Gold Institute, former One American News Network on-air correspondent, White House correspondent, and Capitol Hill correspondent, humanevents.com. I could go on and on and on and on. Rib lover extraordinaire. He just doesn't know it yet.
That's true, by the way.
Yeah, I know it's true. Mark, how you doing, Neil? Welcome in.
I'm very happy to be on your first show, first monster show of the year, to be on the mothership with Justin and Brad. And let's get at it.
Let's get at it. Guys, Justin, let me start with you. You're going to be in Washington on the 6th. And tell me why. Tell listeners why you feel it's important to be there.
Well, you know, on the 6th, that's when they, you know, count the votes. And it's very important for us to get all the Patriots down there because, you know, if you get, let's say, 2 or 3 million a year, 5 or 6, hopefully like 10 million people in Washington, Patriots, all of the same mind, all knowing that the election was stolen from President Trump, you never know. If they get bad news, you never know what they might do, you know? You know what I'm saying?
I do. Maybe I know exactly what you're saying.
Right there. And that would
you know, this is well, this is one of those deals when I look as most people think, and this is what I hate, and I'm going to prove them wrong here, and I know you'll agree with me, but most people hate, they say like, oh, well, you know, look at what happened in Virginia. You know, 60, 80, 100,000 people show up. They're not listening to us anyway. You know, it's not going to change anything. But when you talk about millions of people, we have changed things. We crawled up the ATF, at least for now. Maybe it was us, maybe it wasn't. We stopped the M855. You remember Obama wanting to ban the green tip ammo, federal Lake City ammo, the M855s. We go on and on and on. And when the people rise up, Washington seems to get the message. And in this case, I don't know, Brad, is Washington getting a little nervous? Maybe Washington needs to get a little nervous.
I mean, I think we're all better off you know, when our politicians are a little bit nervous, they need to, you know, a constant reminder of who they work for and who's actually in charge of this country. And, you know, unfortunately right now, most of our politicians, we just got a giant mafia up there in D.C. that have been looting our country and our treasury and giving themselves kickbacks. And, you know, we got to send them a message that it's their time's up. You know, if it means a million people showing up in D.C. on the 6th, then so be it. If we got to go further, then we go further.
Yeah, you know, I think when we see them, Neil, they do get the message. Do they not when they see? I mean, look, we talked about it with, is this on a small scale, ATF, okay? I don't know. Was it the people that did it? Was it Washington saying, hey, wait a minute, back off. We don't want to rile. We don't want to poke the bear. Let's just wait till Biden gets in and then just back off for now. Make it look like a victory for them. And then when Biden gets in, we'll just go and do whatever we want to do anyway. Do they really get the message, Neil? Are they paying attention? And how many people is it going to take on Wednesday in Washington on the 6th after the Georgia election? Because this is going to change the dynamic of everything that happens in D.C. based on what happens here.
Yeah, so, well,
do they hear it?
Well, you know, there's an old saying that the voice of the people is the voice of God. And one of the things that makes President Donald Trump different from other politicians is that, you know, his real authority isn't because he has control of the buttons and the levers of government. It's because he is perfectly aligned with the voters and the vast majority of Americans, which is why, you know, people are responding to his call to protest what's going to happen on January 6th. And so, you know, that's the real election. And 4 years ago, every single state that was won by Donald Trump was contested by a Democratic congressman. There were about 6 or 7 of them. And every single time they stood up, and not a single Democratic senator would stand up and sort of second that objection. And so the tally went on. And that tally was, of course, presided over by Vice President Joe Biden. And I was actually in the House chamber for that. And it was an amazing moment.
And now we've got 30. We're going to see that happen.
We'll see,
but they're all complaining.
150 Republican congressmen and at least a dozen senators are going to force people to go on the record to either certify these bogus counts or not.
All right. This is all going to play out. It's going to be fascinating to watch this play out. And by the way, this is all constitutional. This is what the way our Constitution is designed to work. And what do you have? Democrats who did it themselves. Okay for me, not for thee. You have Democrats complaining about it. Adam Schiff trying to shame the 12 senators who have come out so far. The worst liar in the history of Washington, D.C., maybe. And Swalwell, too. He sleeps with Chinese spies, but, you know, why bother with that? Back after this.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
As a gun owner, have you ever thought about the liability that would come with having to use your weapon in self-defense? Or the liability that would come with having one of your guns stolen or misused? Or perhaps you work in a profession like security or law enforcement that requires you to carry a gun. Regardless, it's well known that responsible gun owners and security professionals across the country have become targets of frivolous lawsuits. At X Insurance, we provide custom firearm liability insurance to eliminate your exposure and to protect you from unscrupulous lawyers. And if lawsuits do arise, we aggressively fight them. We're the very best at what we do, and we've been doing it for more than 40 years. We offer same-day quotes and solutions, so call us today or have your insurance agent call us, and we can work with them to fill any gaps in your existing policy. But call today, and let's get that target off your back. For more information, visit xinsurance.com. That's xinsurance.com.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
It's well known that we live in a world where even good police officers can become targets for frivolous lawsuits. At X Insurance, we provide custom liability insurance for police officers to eliminate your exposure, to help prevent you from becoming a target, and to protect you from unscrupulous lawyers. And if lawsuits do arise, we aggressively fight them. We do this in part by encouraging our law enforcement clients to take the X Insurance See It, Say Something pledge. We're the very best at what we do, and we've been doing it for more than 40 years. We offer same-day quotes and solutions, so call us today or have your insurance agent call us, and we can work with them to fill any gaps in your existing insurance policy. But call today, and let's get that target off your back. At X Insurance, we believe in good police officers, and we believe in protecting good police officers. For more information, visit xinsurance.com. That's xinsurance.com.
Gallagher wanting to let you know that the crew of the Desperado Sport Fish in Virginia Beach, Virginia, supports Armed American Radio and the Second Amendment, and I'm right there with them. Now back to Mark Walters.
Yes, you are. Back inside Armed American Radio's car, firearms, studios, on the Lead Slingers microphone with me. All this is being presented to you by X Insurance. We'll talk about that in a little bit. But suffice to say, great partners going into 2021. A lot of great stuff is going to be happening, and I hope you're looking forward to it as much as we are and bringing it to you. Believe me, I got a little taste of that this weekend while I was down in Florida. A free state, by the way. And guys, I want to start with you here about kind of how I opened up my first hour. And Justin, I'll start with you. When I speak at the Gun Rights Policy Conference every year, over the last 4 years or 5 years, I've decided, because every time I've written something and get my speech down, something happens between the time I wrap it up and I actually take the podium. So I decided, you know what? That's a higher power talking to me, letting me know, hey, I'll give you what I want you to talk about. Have faith in me. And so I did that this week. I'm driving home and I'm thinking to myself, how am I going to open up the 2021 show? And I thought, you know what? I'm going to do the same thing I do at GRPC. So, guys, here's what happened. As I was driving up the road from Naples, Florida, to Atlanta, Georgia, I started noticing, guys, all those out-of-state plates. I mean, I was with a Florida plate in the car. I was a minority for most of the ride up there. Michigan plates, New Jersey plates, New York plates, Justin, lots of Pennsylvania plates, Kansas plates, Iowa plates, Minnesota, Wisconsin, Ohio. Typical for Florida. But here we are in COVID, and I noticed that most of these leaders in these states are locking their people down. And here I'm thinking to myself, look at this. This is how we win this. This is how we take this back. I'm watching freedom on America's roadways right before my eyes. That becomes the metaphor. These people are not being locked down. They're out and about enjoying a free state where businesses are open, and you can stay out past 9 o'clock and drink yourself silly if you want to, because the bars are open till 2 or 3 o'clock. So, Justin, I thought that, to me, that was a positive sign. How would you read into that?
Yeah, I mean, the more Americans get out there and live their lives without complying to these COVID regulations, the faster we'll get our country back. But, you know, we really have a long slog to fight, because they, you know, if we can't have a fair and free election,
right,
we won't be able to maintain any of these rights. We won't be able to maintain even the free state of Florida. So I hope we get that problem fixed.
Tell me how you're feeling right now. And guys, I want to ask each of you about my little metaphor there with the freedom on the roadways. But Justin, tell me how you're feeling about Georgia right now.
I think the Democrats are cheating like hell.
Say that one more time.
Democrats are cheating like hell. There was that testimony from that tech guy in Georgia Senate, I believe, today, recently, a few days ago, and he said that there was the data going directly from the Dominion voting machines to China, and they hacked into the system, and they found that they could, manipulate the data and see the data and see where the data was going. So we have serious election fraud going on right now.
And then, in addition to that, you have Stacey Abrams' sister, the judge, who refuses to recuse herself, and when you have 4,000 ballots that are questionable, she says, "Now the court's looked at this. I'm not going to recuse myself," and goes ahead and votes. I mean, if this isn't a pure con, these people are so brazen now. It's right in your face. Brad Primo, both of those questions. Can't wait to hear from you, and can't wait to hear from Neil on this. First, I saw freedom driving up the roadways, and I thought it was fantastic, and I thought this is how we win. This is a large part of the puzzle, Brad. Take that one first, and then the Georgia question.
Yeah, I mean, I think you're right. I think that when people are allowed to decide what's best for themselves and live the life that they want to live, everybody wins. You know, when you're free to pursue your own liberty, then everybody gets more liberty, you know. So I think you're spot on, and hopefully we'll start seeing that in more and more states pretty soon. And, we can get past this COVID thing, but also, you know, kind of start being Americans again.
Yeah, start learning how to live our lives. And, you know, this pressed media deal. You know, listen, you can't believe anything that comes from these people. None. Nothing. What makes you think that's true and that's not true? You can believe nothing. You have to question everything. And by the way, your mother is in the comment section. I'm watching. She's watching the live stream.
And she says, Justin makes it clear. And Justin, Brad's mom just loved your answer. So that's a beautiful thing. Brad, back now to the question of Georgia. You heard Justin's response. You know, you got Stacey Abrams down here. She's just a stain on this state. You know, they're dropping drop-off ballot boxes in Democrat-controlled areas in Fulton County and DeKalb County at a rate 47% higher than they are anywhere else. And they're doing it to obviously to pick up votes. What's your thoughts on Georgia right now?
Well, I mean, if there's a fair election, I like our chances. I think I've seen some polling over the last few days that has Loeffler and Perdue pulling out wins. So, you know, that's a good thing. Your Secretary of State, he needs – I can't even say what I want to happen to him. Like, you need to fix him. You need to probably get your governor to come to Jesus and find out why he's been AWOL during this whole thing. He's done nothing. If it means firing him, then go ahead and do it. But I think, you know, with Stacey Abrams, you know, that's just kind of proof that really the lasting legacy of the Obama administration is that he managed to spread Chicago machine gangsterism politics across the country. And so now that's what we're fighting. Instead of just having it go on in Chicago and being kind of a joke, like we're fighting those fires everywhere now.
I'm going to leave it at that. I think that's pretty clear. Neil McCabe, you got the last 2.5 minutes. Go for it.
Well, you know, I was actually speaking to somebody right after the election, and we were going to work on a book, and the book was going to be looking at how badly the pollsters did in 2020, and we were going to look at all the different polls and interview pollsters and interview people that I'd worked with in the past when I did some polling. And as I dug into the process, I finally decided, and I had to call the publisher, and I said, how can you do a book on polling when the election was rigged? And of course the polls were wrong, because how would you poll something that's – you can't poll fraud. And so it's like, you know, what's going to happen in Georgia? Well, you know, Georgia has a lot of problems with its counting of the ballots on November 3rd and afterwards in the presidential election, right? Not just mail-in ballots, like thousands of mail-in ballots that were never folded. It never saw an envelope. Barcode problems. You're talking about those drop-off boxes. And so you have all of those problems, and nothing has been done to fix them. And so we're going right into this runoff. And how do you even know? You know, you look at the polls. Why do the polls even matter? Because what's going on in the ground is election fraud. And I just, you know, you can't poll for fraud. And so, you know, all you can do, right? I'm here in Washington, and it's like I'm standing up on a hill, and I'm just watching a train wreck before my eyes, and there's nothing I can do about it. You're on the ground, maybe you feel better about it.
I'll tell you about that when we come back from the break. Let me start with how I feel about Georgia, based on what I just heard you three gentlemen say. And let me say this before we go to the break. Well, no, I'll do it when we come back. I don't want to have to break it off. But we'll talk about Georgia again. We're going to carry on the conversation with Georgia when we come back. I'm talking to Justin Moon, CEO of Carr Arms. This is the Carr Arms studio. This is the Lead Slingers microphone. We're talking with Brad Primo, the CEO of Lead Slingers, and Neil McCabe. Back right after this. Georgia coming back up.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and get free shipping when you join the coffee club. DefenderCoffee.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and when I invented my pillow, I wanted it to have everything you'd ever want in a pillow. You can adjust the patented fill to your exact individual needs. You can wash and dry my pillow. It has a 10-year warranty not to go flat, and it's made in the USA. And now, for a limited time, you can get a queen-size premium my pillow for the lowest price ever. Regularly $69.98, now only $29.98. That's a $40 savings. I'm also giving you deep discounts on all my pillow products, including my bed sheets, mattress toppers, and bath towels. Not only are you getting the lowest prices ever, but they make the best Christmas gifts ever. Buy now, and I'll extend my 60-day money-back guarantee to March 1st, 2021.
Hey, it's Mark, and you know Mike supports the right to keep and bear arms, and we support Mike. Please visit MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener Specials box and use promo code AAR for all of Mike's great discounts. Or call 800-978-9358, and remember, use promo code AAR.
This segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Mike Lindell and MyPillow. Don't forget to use the promo code AAR at MyPillow.com. Welcome back.
Welcome back indeed. Make sure to support Mike Lindell. Have you read any of his Twitter, his tweets? Have you looked at any of his social media posts? Mike Lindell, like Justin, is going to be in Washington, D.C. I mean, full bore. Lindell is full bore over there fighting for Donald Trump and insists that Donald Trump will serve a second term. I mean, these guys are going all out, spending a ton of money, touring the country, because they know that none of this makes any sense. Those of you who are not suffering from Trump derangement syndrome, who can see what happened in each of these swing states at the exact same time, you know that something's wrong. You know that something's amiss. You know that something bizarre is happening here in Georgia. And we've gone over the redness of the state of Georgia multiple times. I won't waste your time with it now. Suffice to say, we'll probably talk about it on the daytime show this week, because we're getting ready to come into a historic week in America. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and the rest of the week are going to give us a lot to talk about. There's no doubt about that. All of it having something to do with our gun rights. Now, let's say this. I find it funny, and I do. I mean, I find it laughable. I think it's hilarious. Laugh right in their faces that the Democrats now, individual Democrats, like family members that I have that are in their early 30s, I find this laughable that they think Joe Biden, a dementia-riddled old man who shuffles on stage and can't string a sentence together without screwing it up, is somehow America's savior. This is the Trump derangement syndrome that these people suffer from, that somehow this guy
is it. And you heard Hollywood, like that idiot Rob Reiner meathead, tweeting out as if Joe Biden is the savior. You know, I mean, he's bigger and better than Obama was to these people. That's how much Trump derangement syndrome is real, number one. I want to get commentary on our group from that. And number two, Georgia. I've been asked about it a lot because I'm in Georgia. What do I think is happening? I felt great about Trump in Georgia until I saw the shenanigans coming in from Fulton County, which was right on par with the shenanigans coming in from Philly and Detroit and Milwaukee and Phoenix and other cities. We saw it all happen at the same time. We also saw the media not calling these states. That was unusual when we know in past elections they would have. So if I answer your question now, I feel good about Loeffler and Perdue. Perdue was up by 87,000 votes. And when you bring the fact that there are not 20 other people on the ticket with Kelly Loeffler now, I think you've got a recipe for two victories here in Georgia. But I have no idea, based on what you just heard Neil say, with the level of fraud going on, how I'm supposed to say I can feel that way. So let's go to Justin Moon, the CEO of Carr Arms, on both of those counts. Justin,
Mark, I don't know what to say about your relative, but I would say that Joe Biden is the savior to pedophiles and communist Chinese traitors.
I just, here you got young kids out there that are acting as if this dementia-riddled old man is their answer. It's just, it's remarkable. And then you have people who are old enough to know better, that have seen this guy spend 50 years in D.C., are acting as if he's bigger than the savior Barack Obama was. I mean, it's laughable to me. But now your take on Georgia with the fraud. I think we already hit you on that one time. We can move on from that. But
Georgia with the fraud, it's still going on. They could very well steal both Senate. But we got to remember what this is. When they steal both Senate seats and steal the presidential office, they've declared war on the American people. We're comprehending what's going on. If we have no vote, we have no republic, we have no democracy, we have no recourse to address our grievances. The only redress we have is unspeakable. I don't want to say it, but you know what I'm talking about, Mark.
I know exactly what you're talking about, and so does Brad Primo. And by the way, Brad, your mom stepped in and said, right on, Brad. Brad knows what he's talking about. And you were spot on. So got to love that. I love that your mom is so engaged. All right, but with this whole Biden thing, I mean, I find this laughable. And I can't wait to throw this back over to Neil, who's been in Washington for so long. Brad, you with me?
Yeah, I'm with you.
Yeah. Take it away. The whole Biden thing. I mean, is Biden the savior? I mean, this is a joke to me. It's laughable, out loud laughable.
Yeah, I keep wondering, like, how does this end up? Because, you know, if he can even complete 1 4-year term, there's no possible way he could run for a second, is there? I mean, the guy has the energy of a cadaver. And so, you know, we're looking at like a 4-year, one term president at best for him. He's already picking all kinds of clowns for his cabinet in other spots. Obama retreads and people like John Kerry and, all these other swamp creatures. Like, it's just going to be a completely inept administration. I mean, Kamala Harris is like a complete empty suit as vice president. I mean, it's going to be interesting. And, I'm holding out hope that we can take those Senate seats in a fair election. I think we can make it a bloodbath in, 2022 in the midterms. And then it'll be our turn to obstruct and harass a president for years. In play, not my president, in resist, and we'll give him a taste of medicine. I'm kind of looking forward to it.
Well, I'm not going to disagree with that, except if you got the same swamp rats in there like McConnell controlling things, it's not going to happen. They've all decided, hey, we played with Donald Trump for 4 years. Biden's our guy now. Now we can go back to being swamp creatures because Biden's a swamp creature. Neil, you've been into this mess neck deep for a lot of years. So first, your take on Biden, and then there was a phone call that was leaked today. I want you to tell us about. Go for it.
Well, Biden was a vampire president, and they had to put him to bed before sunset, and they'd only allow him outside, for a certain amount of time. It's, there's no reason to believe that guy who could barely campaign and barely remember what office he was running for that guy is going to be an engaged and active president. And I'm still convinced that they're going to try to take him out. As soon as they've got him planted in the White House, they're going to figure out how to make Harris the next president of the United States, because that's just how I see it. Now, that phone call, that's a really big deal.
And we're talking about Raffensperger, the Secretary of State, and the president. Go ahead. You'll go ahead.
Yeah, well, it's so what this was is what's called a settlement conference. And a settlement conference is when both sides in a legal dispute are try to work something out. It is illegal to record a settlement conference. So it is doubly illegal to release the recording of a settlement conference. And the reason why these things are sealed is because you want to encourage people to work things out without going to court, to sort of save the lawsuit or prevent the lawsuit, prevent a trial. And so people can speak freely knowing that it's not going to be recorded and it's not going to be released to the public. And so, you know, anything that is said in a settlement conference is not admissible in a legal proceeding.
Right.
And so the idea is people can just sort of speak absolutely freely, and that's what you heard on the tape or you saw in the transcript. So I can tell you that the Trump campaign has already filed a lawsuit against the Secretary of State of Georgia for what happened. And I can also tell you that people are going to go after his law license because he's a lawyer. And lawyers have great privileges in our society, but they also have tremendous responsibilities as officers of the court, which means where regular people can kind of blow off a subpoena to testify before Congress, a lawyer never blows off a subpoena because he doesn't want to lose his license. And that's maybe Biden becomes the next president of the United States, but your Secretary of State is in for a world of hurt.
Yeah, this is this place is a mess, an absolute mess. And I got to be honest with you, very, very, just a lot of distraught Georgia voters. And I spent a couple days back and forth at the tag office because I was going down to Florida to pick up that car. And as a result of that, that's where early voting was occurring. And myself, my daughter, my wife decided we're not going to early vote. We're going to go there on Election Day on Tuesday the 5th, and we're going to vote. But nonetheless, I've seen the excitement, but there's a lot, people are distraught. They're angry. They don't trust the outcome. When we come back, we'll read you some headlines about what's happening out there. It's a mess. Final segment underway, inbound, right after this.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by 7 combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
The 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research. The classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance. The classics. Thompson. That's right, the Tommy Gun. The incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Carr Firearms. A family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
Our Second Amendment rights are under attack like never before, and we need you to take action now. The 2020 Democrat candidates have declared war on your right to keep and bear arms. Joe Biden supports gun prohibition and confiscation of your guns. Anti-gun billionaire Michael Bloomberg has vowed to spend millions to support Biden, and his number one policy issue is to take away your Second Amendment rights. It is urgent that every American show your support for our right to keep and bear arms. Please call 800-497-4775 to sign our petition in support of President Trump and your Second Amendment rights. Now is the time to defend our right to keep and bear arms, and it starts with your phone call to 800-497-4775. President Trump has protected our Second Amendment rights, and we need to show we support his presidency. 800-497-4775. Paid for by American Political Action Committee PAC, which is responsible for the content of this message.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and get free shipping when you join the coffee club. DefenderCoffee.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
I'm Dr. Sebastian Gorka, letting you know that the Desperado Sport Fishing Crew in Virginia Beach, Virginia, supports Armed American Radio and our right to bear arms. Now, back to Mark Walters.
Final segment of the show here in the Carr Firearms Studios on the Lead Slingers microphone, all of it presented to you by X Insurance. I'm going to make one more comment about X Insurance as I met with the CEO, Rick Lindsay, again. And let me tell you something. They've got your back. Unlike anybody I've ever worked with in this business, they mean business. It's real. It's the real deal. And in today's day and age, I'm looking at some of the comments in here, and we're getting hundreds of comments during the live program today and the Facebook post from the other day, 500 comments and growing. People are very concerned about what's happening out there. If you carry a firearm, if you're in law enforcement, if you have guns in your home, remember, this is a real insurance company that can write you a policy, excuse me, or cover gap coverage that your homeowners doesn't. They can write your business a policy, okay? It's not just CCW, but you need to take a look at this stuff. It doesn't cost you anything to do it. Xinsurance.com is going to be there if, God forbid, the worst thing goes down. And unlike some of the other companies out there who were not there, and those people are now fighting in court, and the companies are defending their not being there, that's not a position you want to find yourself in. This kid doesn't, okay? That's why I have it. And we're getting ready to do some great things with X and Carr and all the rest of them and Lead Slingers and Crossbreed and Defender Coffee throughout the rest of this year in ways we've never done before that have you in mind. We're going to be visiting places. We're going to do some remote broadcasts. All coming up this year, and X is presenting every single bit of it. So we're very proud and honored. Please, xinsurance.com, go get a quote, get real, and grow up into real coverage like you have for everything else. I've been pretty harsh about that, and I mean it. That's why I have it. I have 100, 250, 500 coverage for myself and my family. Okay, you can do that or far better. You can do far better should you choose. All right, guys, fastest hour in radio. There it went. I mean, good heavens.
here we are in the final segment, and I gotta tell you, when I look at everything that we've covered today and where I want to go, I just simply don't have time. So here's what I'm going to do. Justin, I'm going to turn it over to you. Let's just literally go around the table now, because you are, in fact, going to be in Washington, D.C., okay? I want to know what you expect to happen and what will disappoint you if it doesn't.
Mark, have you heard about the pots and pans revolution in Iceland?
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't it be wonderful if something like that happened in Washington on the 6th?
Yeah, well, you know, here's the thing. You know what concerns me is media coverage. Okay, Justin, this goes back to that old, and it's true. It's we know it. You know it. Your family knows it intimately. But when you control the media, you control the message. You control the message. You control the masses. Okay, that's communist doctrine, has been forever from day one. And it's been used by every government that has oppressed and murdered their own civilians for centuries. We're never going to get a fair shake if we don't fix this problem today, are we?
No, we're not. At some point, the people just have to take things into their own hands and get things done, no matter what it takes. So I'm hoping for the best.
I am, too. I'm with you on that. Brad, go ahead. No, go ahead. Pots and pans. Go ahead. Go ahead, Brad.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm working hard to stay optimistic and, you know, that we can, you know, kind of get this thing out of the ditch and back on the road where it belongs. You know, I feel like probably whatever happens on the 6th is going to be largely ignored by the media. You know, the more I think about these things, you know, along with, you know, getting some of our state governments right, people smarter than me have to figure out a way to break the media. We got to break these people. They are the enemy of the people. We got to figure it out to break their stranglehold on us.
You know, that is such a great point. I'm so glad you brought that up. That's going to be, believe it or not, I've got that written down in my Kodiak leather deal here, which is very cool. You'll be hearing from Kodiak in the near future. But I actually have that as a topic for future discussion. Neil, what you just heard Brad say and what we were just talking about with Justin, the media in this country, you and I have discussed this for years. We're both a part of the media. You were a part of quote-unquote mainstream, anyway, on-camera White House correspondent. I saw you standing in the same spot that 2 minutes later I'd see John Roberts of Fox News standing in while you guys were lined up doing your shots. And I was watching you on TV from this studio when you couldn't be on this show because you were doing that. Okay? I mean, how do we break that stranglehold, brother? How do we do it? It's got to be done or we're never going to win.
Well, I will tell you that, you know, I very much enjoy writing for the Tennessee Star, which is the first of this Star news network outlets. Now, there's a Virginia Star, there's a Georgia Star, there's an Ohio Star, there's a Michigan Star, the Wisconsin. There'll be others along the way. Hopefully, there'll be 50 of them. And there's now two radio shows associated with the Star outlets. One is the Tennessee Star Report in Nashville, and then the Virginia Star has a radio show hosted by John Fredericks. And so, you know, you just go at it. You know, you plug away, and if you have good content, people will come to you. When I was at One America News, when I was first at One America News, you know, it didn't really seem to make a dent. When I left One America News, you know, about a year ago, you know, it was pretty consequential. And, you know, and that's how it grows. Believe me, you know, mainstream media is very influential. But, you know, when I was at Breitbart, you know, Breitbart certainly had impact. Human Events certainly had impact. This show has impact. And you just have to keep plugging. And, you know, the people... You know, people will learn that they can't rely on the New York Times and the Wall Street Journal and CNN and the, you know, the Washington Post. You know, I mean, if you watch CNN, you didn't even know that there was a problem with Hunter Biden's laptop. It's like, you know, and so we'll see what happens. There's a lot of patriots in Georgia. There's a lot of patriots in the Georgia government. There's a lot of patriots working for the Secretary of State of Georgia. I've spoken to some of them. And so, you know, it's maybe this thing will be clean and maybe it won't. I'm just waiting to find out, like the rest of Georgia, the rest of the country, and frankly, the rest of the world is watching the Georgia runoff to see just how crooked our democracy is.
Well, you're in a red state, guys. I don't care what they tell you about Georgia. We had a 25 House seat lead in the state House, red. You got one vote away from a veto-proof majority in the state Senate, and you got a Republican in the governor's office, whether you like him or not. Yet you're going to tell me the state votes for Biden and two crooked Democrat socialists? Not buying it. Simply not buying it. And common sense tells us otherwise. Justin, maybe we can get a live call in from you in Washington on Wednesday. Would you be able to do that?
Yeah, I could do that.
All right, I'll text you all the information. And guys, if we can make this work, I would like to do some live coverage of that on Wednesday. And we're going to have some people on the street there in D.C., which would be huge. I thought about going up there for that, but having to lug everything up there in that madhouse would be difficult to do. Be better to get people who are there on the phones with us. Justin Moon, Carr Arms. This is the Carr Firearms Studios. Beautiful. We love it, and we love you. On the Lead Slingers microphone, Brad Primo. You just heard the CEO of Lead Slingers Whiskey on the phones with us, as he is in the roundtable every single week. And analyst extraordinaire, reporter McCabe, too. Neil McCabe, too, at Twitter. Go check him out. Neil, Tennessee Star, fellow at the Gold Institute and lover of ribs. We love you, too, brother. Thanks for being here. Can't wait to talk about all this next week. Tomorrow, the GunBroker.com studios on the Crossbreed Holsters microphone with you for a full hour. It's going to be a crazy week. Until we meet on the radio, carry on, carry off, and carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. Enjoy the rest of your night. We'll see you on the radio tomorrow.
Just filled your prescription for freedom with Mark Walters, presented by X Insurance. X Insurance on the Armed American Radio Network.